It is the Mike Show. It's the today's Tuesday. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
See, I did it exactly like you said I would.
You did. Exactly.
Your impression of me was uncanny.
That's right.
Yeah, anyway. Megan's here. She each and every Tuesday brings us a guest from the nonprofit world. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
I am so excited to have Maiden McDaniel back on the show. She was one of our first guests that we had, so we're kind of looping back around. And she's with the YWCA Central Virginia as a community engagement manager. They've got a lot going on, an event this Thursday and a whole slew of events coming up in April. So we just wanted to provide the opportunity to talk about what's happening over at the YWCA.
Well, Maiden, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time to talk about your organization and some upcoming events.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning for folks that are unfamiliar with what today's YWCA Central Virginia does. What does it do?
Right. So YWCA Central Virginia is dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. We do that through a couple of different programs. Some of the ones that we're more known for are our sexual assault response program, our domestic violence prevention program, and our residential housing program.
Okay. So you have an upcoming event that's rapidly approaching. What, tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday,
yes,
okay.
The 28th at 7 p.m. at EC Glass.
Okay.
The event's titled Listen and Learn, Community Insights on Domestic Violence. In response to the increase that we've seen in domestic violence in our community, we decided to host this event where we're getting together some experts in the field, some professionals, to kind of give insight on prevention and services that are available to those who may be experiencing domestic violence.
In any given month, any given year, what are some of the statistics of folks that the numbers of just the sheer numbers of folks that you guys have served and helped?
Right. I mean, during Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month as well, we will have some signs outside of our town center location, as well as a couple of different locations around Lynchburg with statistics on them that are local. I can't think off the top of my head exactly the numbers, but I know that they're higher than anybody would really like to see, obviously.
Yeah.
And they fluctuate from year to year. So look out for those signs in April to see the most current statistics for this area.
Absolutely. Well, it's fantastic work and most definitely well needed within our community. Do you have to register for that event?
You do not. No, we just ask that you show up. I think they're advising that everyone park in the student parking lot near the auditorium, AC Glass, and just come on in. It begins at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Maiden, I think it's just awesome that when our community is going through a crisis like the uptick in domestic violence cases, we've seen that there is a thought leader in the community who is leading the way in education and prevention.
Absolutely.
Because by the time, you know, the police are called, it's too late. And the more we can make awareness and prevention and equip people with the tools to prevent, then the less we'll see of this. So I think it's great that you all are being proactive about having an event like this. And we definitely want to support it and help promote it. I've certainly seen it shared a lot on social media, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yes.
So if there's anything we can do beyond this to help you, let us know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And is there a certain time of the year that there is an uptick, or is this just totally random?
There is a certain time of year, usually in the summers when people are home from school and it's hot, also around the holidays when folks are all home together.
Okay.
The numbers are pretty consistent throughout the year, but we do see an uptick in those areas during those times.
It's so sad that, you know, we have more resources and we're paying more attention, but we can't seem to get those numbers down.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that there's just, you know, with all the uncertainty in the world, that people are more tense maybe than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that's really hard to deal with, I'm
right.
sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the prevention work comes in. And that's where we're really trying to focus on our prevention work to help study those numbers and get them
down. Thank goodness that
I remember the community needs assessment that was done during COVID showed that domestic violence and sexual assault had risen in numbers, and I guess it's just, again, like that stress, people being the proximity and being caught in situations that you can't get out of. So I know that they're doing the community needs assessment right now. I hope that we see that, you know, that the prevention work that's been done
right.
and the shift make that number decrease.
Right,
for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that, what all other services does the YWCA offer to folks?
Right. So in addition to our domestic violence prevention program, we also have our sexual assault response program that includes ER accompaniments. So if you've been assaulted, you go to the emergency room, we can have a representative come out and meet you and kind of walk you through the process of, you know, what reporting looks like and what the next steps are. They also offer support groups as well as our domestic violence prevention program does. And then we have our residential town center housing program as well. That's just affordable housing in the area.
Absolutely. Folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in YWCA Central Virginia or just YWCA. It'll bring it up, and it'll also show you upcoming events and even things that you can donate to YWCA. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can volunteer, most definitely. Mm-hmm. You obviously have a need for volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
And there's wish lists on. They have particular wish lists on their ways to give that are very specific to the needs of the individuals that they serve. And so that can be linked off of the site as well. And then for Sexual Assault Prevention Month, you have a few events that will feature in the Thursday newsletter, mm-hmm. and those dates will come out. But can you name a few of those?
I sure can. Yeah. So we will have our side-by-side Racial Justice and Harmony Walk again this year. I believe this will be the 26th year. That will be on April 17th. We'll have shirts again for Denim Day this year as well. That campaign is on April 24th. And then we will be having a book club, community book club discussion as well. So all of that information, the book choice, the meeting dates and times, all of that will be on our official events calendar as well.
Great. Great.
And folks can link through, if you're on the Share platform, you can link through to the YWCA Central Virginia website and also your social media, mm-hmm. as well. It keeps pretty up to date on information. If you'd like to, again, donate your time, volunteer with this organization, you can reach them through the platform. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
That's a lot of information, mm-hmm. but a lot of services and a lot of great things that your organization is doing. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Megan, how are things going with Share?
Great. At the foundation side, we've just finished the spring grant cycle, the applications for the Century Fund. So everything is in committee and evaluation right now. Last I heard, we're down to six candidates or top leaders for the Century Fund, and that's under evaluation and visits right now. So all that's great. Scholarships are available for high school students in the region. So you would contact your guidance counselor at your high school and just inquire about the scholarships that are at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and they should be well-versed in all the ones that are eligible for different students in different schools. And so we're intensely into that process now as we are approaching the end of the school year. And then for Share Greater Lynchburg, we have one of our monthly peer-to-peer lunch and learns tomorrow. This one's going to be at the Humane Society, and it's going to be cat cafe style, which means there will be some fun critters roaming around while we're learning. And we're going to be learning about sort of the history of the Humane Society, taking it back a few decades and learning more about what's going on and kind of the history of this wonderful organization led by their executive director. We're also going to be featuring Jersey Mike's as the lunchtime option, because tomorrow is Jersey Mike's Give Back Day, where 100% of their proceeds the entire day at all their locations locally will be going to Humankind. So we thought it was perfect timing for us to feature Jersey Mike's as our and purchase our lunches from them to support 100% Humankind. So it's a great synergy.
Yeah, literally 100%. I've never seen anything like this
program.
And they've been doing it for years. They've been doing it as long as I can remember. But 100% of their sales, and that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
At any Jersey Mike location locally, that money goes to Humankind.
Yes, and 100%. And I learned you can order ahead. So in this scenario, I need to feed 20 people.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'm going to order today so that I don't, you know, I'm sure the lines are a little bit longer tomorrow. So just plan ahead and you can prepare. But again, 100%. It's really great.
Just shows you how generous people from Jersey are.
or from Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but and they have a really good situation, a really good setup for their to-gos and for their catering options and things like that. And it's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
I've seen it in action.
That's great.
Pleased to be purchasing your lunch from Jersey Mike's tomorrow. It's going to benefit a great cause. Okay, well, I guess we covered everything.
Yeah.
Our job's done. We can go home.
No, there you go.
No, we got,
beautiful sunny day. It would be lovely to do that.
Well, we have more show to do. You guys have so much work that you're doing, and we really appreciate you taking time to talk about your organization and talk about your upcoming events. Coming up on the program today, we've got your audio vault. It's sounds and bits and viral audio for your ear holes, and we think you'll like it. Stay tuned.